What's good, man? It's on Smoke House Radio. It's your boy, Big Panda. Right now, I'm joined with a special guest, guitarist, musical genius in the field of guitars. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Oz Day is Stratton Bay. Yo, what's going on with you, homie?
Yo, what's up, my nigga? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. So, tell me, when did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was 18 years old. Now, I'm starting to write music. I play the piano, too. And I can sing.
I told y'all, you know, he can do a little thing. You know, he coming up in the game, a little up and coming R&B guitar, but he good on the, you know, the genius part of music. So tell me, you play any other instruments?
Yeah, piano, drums. I played the Spanish guitar at school. They wanted me to play the violin, but I was like, nah.
Oh man, I played the trombone myself.
I played the trumpet too.
Them brass instruments is like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mhm. Yeah.
So when you
it's all about the saxophone, my guy. It's all about the saxophone.
I can get down with that. So when you first coming up, you know, learning about music, what was your least favorite to learn?
My least favorite to learn was I ain't gonna lie. Everybody got their opinion, but. My least favorite was actually a little bit of country.
Okay. Okay.
Like some country songs I couldn't get with because I didn't understand what the heck they were saying sometimes.
I still don't understand what they're saying, but you know.
You know, we feel what they're saying.
But you know,
like
I respect that genre, you know. That you know, they doing that thing. So if I had to ask you who is on your playlist for 2019 so far as rock, R&B, hip-hop, gospel. Matter of fact, what is your number one go-to genre that you listen to?
Well, my number one go-to genre is, I got two of them, I'm not going to lie to you, it's R&B and gospel music, because gospel music soothes my soul, man. It's all about Jesus for me. I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and He blesses everybody with life, and he helps everybody when they need help. He's just amazing. God is amazing. I give my life to God. You know what I'm saying? Full-fledged, like, gospel music. Because my boy Fred Hammond is doing what he's doing. And that Tasha Cobbs and, you know, Marvin Sapp.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I ain't real big Marvin Sapp fan, but his music is like that. Yeah, Kirk is like that, you know.
GP, are you with me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. So, coming up, you know, where did you grow up? Where are you from? I was born
in Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, so you on the VA side of Denver. That's what's up?
Yeah, a little bit. I grew up there since I was like probably 3, 4, 5. I was born between Oxon Hill, Maryland, and that area and stuff, and then I went up with Kenworth Avenue. I was there when I was 7 years old. My mother moved there. And
oh, that's what's up.
Then that's when I started listening to Chuck Brown and all that. Go Go.
Godfather Go Go.
XIV Reaction.
Yeah. Let's give it.
Every single Go Go band.
Start the show. Yeah, that reaction boy.
Backyard.
Oh, all day. Man, shout out to Big G, the BYB whole crew, man.
Yeah.
Respect, you know, respect everybody in Go-Go, man. I used to play, you know.
When I go to my 90s music hip-hop, though.
Yeah.
I got Tupac. I got Snoop D-O double G. I got LL Cool J. I got the whole nine yards. I got Biggie. I got all of them.
I got from the
Aaliyah to the other females and all the other males back in the day, the boy bands, Boys and Men and all that. What's up?
Yeah, respect.
It's a mentor.
Uh-oh.
You belong to me.
He sang
you
like this. But man, it was nice interviewing you. Look, he's singing, yo. He can't let it go. It was nice interviewing you, man. Shit, boy, Big Panda, man. We out. God bless, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. It's gonna be more in store. Hopefully, I can get you, you know, a little bit more interviews to come. You know what I'm saying? But until then, peace, love, and we out.
We should be happy. Yeah.